Well, good morning, everyone. So glad you're here today. Now, before I get started with the message, I want to make a quick announcement. And I want Rachel Harris, where are you?
She ran away.
Uh-oh. We already ran her off. Okay. Rachel Harris has been part of our pastoral care team. And she is now an assistant pastor. And she has the title of assistant pastor, and she will be assisting all of us pastors. So we are so thankful for the help. We are so thankful that God sent someone to help us. And God knows what we need, and God is continuing to send more people to help, more people to establish his kingdom in the earth. Because we have a job to do, y'all. We live in the last days. We have a job to do. And so, Rachel, I've already announced your... That's Rachel, in case you don't know who Rachel is. Okay, but we have a job to do, and we're all working together. And everyone here in this place, God has brought here for his kingdom purpose, for us to work together, to build his kingdom together. And that's what we're going to do. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Okay, that wasn't any of my sermon, but I guess... I don't know if y'all know what I'm going to speak on today, but I'm speaking on miracles. And Ralph already kind of prepared people to receive their miracle. And we are going to receive our miracles. Whatever you've been standing for today, you're going to receive your miracle today. So get your faith out there. Put your faith up. Let your faith arise today. And get your antennas, your God antennas up there, and listen to what I'm saying, because if you will receive the word of the Lord today, you will receive your miracle today. Okay, since the beginning of time and all throughout history, God has performed miracles. Miracles of healing, parting the waters, transporting people from one place to another in a split second, even better than Star Trek. You know, they don't have nothing on God, what God can do. Raising the dead, casting out demons, defying natural circumstances, etc. Lots of miracles. I'm here to tell you today that God is still in the miracle-working business. He always has been, and he always will be. So get ready to receive, because God has something for you today. No matter what it is you're standing for. And it doesn't always have to be your miracle. We think of healing. And a lot of people need a physical healing. A lot of people need healings. But it doesn't always have to be a healing. There's many other miracles that can take place. Mental, emotional, financial. A relationship to be restored. There's a lot of things that God wants to do for you, whatever your situation is. Addictions being broken off of your life. Bondages, the chains of bondage being broken off of your life so that you can be free. God wants to do that for you today. So just get ready to receive. And before I go on with my message, we are going to watch this clip. And we're going to watch, this is called Run, Forrest, Run. Go ahead with the clip.
Now, my mom always told me that miracles happen every day. Some people don't think so, but they do.
Hey, dummy! Are you retarded or just plain stupid?
Look, I'm Forrest Gump.
Just run away, Forrest.
Run, Forrest, run! Run, Forrest! We're back here, you!
Now, you wouldn't believe it if I told you.
But I could run like the wind blows. From that day on, if I was going somewhere, I was running.
Isn't that awesome? I just love that. Now, Forrest heard the words, run, Forrest, run. And he, rather than saying, I can't run, I've never ran in my life, I can't run, I have these braces on. But he did what he was told to do. He started walking and walking fast as he could, and then he started running because he activated his faith. He obeyed the words that were told to him, run, Forrest, run. So he had it in his mind, I can run, I can run. I'm being told to run and I'm going to run. And he ran and he received his miracle because faith was activated and he received his miracle. I know this is just a movie and y'all are probably thinking, that's just a movie, that's not really true. But you know what? Things like that happen. God performs miracles every single day. And I'm here to tell you, I'm one of them. I was crippled. When I was a baby, I was about a year old, and my mama tells me this because my mama told it, and she's written the story in her book, too, if y'all want to get her book, Arise Shine. This story is in her book. But I was not able to stand. I would pull myself up in my baby bed, and I was a year old, so I was plenty old enough to be standing and walking around, but I would pull myself up, and I couldn't stand on my feet. My ankles were turned in like that, and I would stand on my ankle, on the side of my ankle, like that. And so my mom took me to the doctor, to Dr. Heberle. A lot of you old-timers remember Dr. Heberle in Burleson. And so he said, she's going to have braces. She's going to have ankle leg braces, and she's going to have to wear those all of her life. And so my mom didn't accept that. And so she, being the woman of God that she was, you know, every time we were at church, every time the doors were open. So next service, she had me there, took me to the front, had me prayed for, and they grabbed hold of my feet. And while they were praying and declaring a miracle for me, God miraculously healed my feet, my ankles, my legs right in front of their eyes. They saw my ankles turn and my feet turn, and from abnormal, however they were laying, I don't know, but they turned and became perfectly normal. And after that, I was able to walk. But she went ahead and kept the doctor. Dr. Heberle had said, take her to the specialist to have her fitted for the braces. And so she went ahead and kept the appointment just to confirm the healing. And he said, why is she here? There's nothing wrong with her. And so God did a miracle. That was my first miracle. He had already healed me before that, but this was a creative miracle. And so I'm here to tell you, God still does creative miracles. Now, God is merciful. He's a merciful God. And he's concerned with our healing. He's concerned with us being healed. But he's also concerned about our souls. Now, let's look at 1 Corinthians 2, 4 through 5. And my message and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith would not rest on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God. The power of God. That is the power behind the miracle, the power of God through the Holy Spirit. Demonstration of the Spirit and of power. So it's the power of God that brings people to repentance and the power of God that performs miracles. Now, Matthew 9, 5 through 7, for which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven you, or to say arise and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. Then he said, this is Jesus. Then Jesus said to the paralytic, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house. And he arose and departed to his house. Now, Jesus wanted everyone to know the source of the power in him to perform visible miracles was the same power to forgive all sin. The greatest miracle of all. Did you know that? The power that Jesus had to forgive sin was the greatest miracle of all. Jesus performed two miracles that day on that man. A physical miracle and a spiritual miracle. The paralytic man had to take action, though. He had to activate his faith. He had to believe the words of Jesus. He could have, when Jesus said, rise up and walk, he could have said, and like so many of us do so much of the time, you know, in whatever our situation is, he could have said, well, Jesus, don't you know I'm paralyzed and I can't walk? I can't get up and walk. You know, he could have argued with Jesus. He could have started speaking doubt and unbelief, and he would not have received his miracle, and I believe he would not have been forgiven of his sins because he doubted the word of Jesus. But he didn't doubt the word of Jesus, did he? He received the word of Jesus, and he put his faith in motion. He activated his faith by getting up and walking. He had to do something that he could not do. And he did that which he could not do by getting up and walking. And because he obeyed the voice of the Lord, he was healed. He received his miracle because he activated his faith. And that's what we have to do. Isaiah 53, 4 through 6. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Jesus took it all upon himself. He took our pain. He bore our suffering. He took our sickness, our disease. He took our sin. Everything was laid upon him. He took the iniquities of us all and put it upon himself. He took it so that we can be healed. He took the beating upon his body so we could be healed. He took away our sin so that we can be forgiven and so that we can have eternal life. He took our pain. He took our suffering so that we can have an abundant life, so that we can have a life of joy and peace. And he did it all, everything. He did it all for us so that we don't have to go through. We don't have to go through these things if we will believe God and if we will trust him and we will believe his word. Take him at his word. Whatever his word says, that's truth. That's truth. If his word says by his wounds you are healed, then by his wounds you are healed. We have to receive the word of God. If we don't receive his word, then we're not going to have it produced and manifested in our lives if we don't receive it. 1 Peter 2:24. He personally carried our sins in his body on the cross so that we can be dead to sin and live for what is right. By his wounds, you are healed. Now we're going to look at James 5, 13 through 15, and then I'm going to tie all these scriptures together. Are any of you suffering hardships? You should pray. Are any of you happy? You should sing praises. Are any of you sick? You should call for the elders of the church to come and pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. Such a prayer offered in faith, the key word, will heal the sick and the Lord will make you well. And if you have committed any sins, you will be forgiven. Okay, here again, there's a connection between forgiveness of sins and healing. all of these scriptures, all these passages, Matthew, Isaiah, 1 Peter, James, all these that we've just read, there's a connection here between forgiveness of sins and healing. Now, James 5:16 says, and it's not going to be on the screen, but it says that some may be sick in their bodies because of unconfessed sin and unforgiveness. So, don't let unconfessed sin keep you from your miracle. Don't let unforgiveness keep you from your miracle. Don't let it hinder your prayers, because the Bible says unforgiveness hinders our prayers. So don't let these things hinder you. Don't let these things keep you from what God has for you. Don't let these things keep you from receiving your miracle, whatever it may be. And also, we need to remember, Jesus died for our sins to be forgiven. Our sins to be forgiven so that we can be set free. So that we can be set free in our minds. So that we can be set free in our emotions. So that we can be set free in our bodies. Healing. Body, soul, and spirit. Just as many people today need a mental healing and emotional healing as well as physical. People need to be healed, and they need to remember that Jesus died so that we can be healed, not just for physical healing, but in every area of our lives. And we don't want any unconfessed sin in our life to hinder that, do we? So we're going to take care of that right now. We are going to pray, and I am going to lead us in a prayer, and we are not going to allow any unconfessed sin in our life to control our lives and to hinder us from what God has for us. So if you want to stand, and you might want to stand for another person that's not here today, for a loved one, we are going to pray, and we're going to get that hindrance removed today from our lives in Jesus' name. So if you want to stand with me, and we're going to pray this. Father God, we thank you, O Lord, for your goodness and your mercy. You are a good, good Father, and you do work miracles. We believe, Lord, we believe, and we are going to receive it today. But Lord, we don't want anything to hinder what you have for us. We don't want anything to hinder us from receiving our miracle. So, Lord, we just give this to you. All sin, any unrighteousness in our lives, Lord, we give it to you. We give you these sins. We release them. We let it go. Unforgiveness, bitterness, resentment, we let it go today. Offense, grudges, bad attitudes, we let it go today, because those are sins. So we confess that we have operated in those from time to time. And we don't want those to hinder us anymore. So we let it go, oh God. We ask you to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Wash us pure by the blood of Jesus. And Lord, any sexual sin, any addictions, any bondages that need to be broken from our lives, we release it to you. We give it to you now, Lord. And we ask for your deliverance to come, to set us free. Set us free from sexual sin. Set us free from bondages, addictions. Set us free, oh God. Bring healing, oh God. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So, Lord, wash us clean and make us whole. And we submit ourselves to you to do your will and to be obedient to your will, your purpose, and plans for our lives and to your word. For whatever your word says, how we should live, that is how we will live. And we will walk in obedience so that we will not be hindered from receiving what you have for us. Oh God, in Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, you can sit down. I'm not finished yet. Now, remember, I want you to remember, sickness and disease come from the devil. Jesus said in John 10:10, the thief has come to steal, kill, and destroy. But I have come to give you life and life more abundantly. Sickness and disease is not from God. Sickness and disease is from the devil. So why would it not be God's will for us to be healed? We have to remember who the author is of sickness and disease. We have to remember who the author is of suffering and trouble and torment and destruction. It's the devil. But Jesus came to give us life. Jesus came to break the curse off of our lives so that we can receive abundant, eternal life. Jesus came to set us free from the curse. We got to believe it. You know, we've got to believe it. Jesus came to set us free from the curse so that we can be healed and set free. Now, it is God's will for you to be healed and to be whole. Mind, emotions, for you to be whole. Spirit, soul, and body. It is his will. And he took the beating in vain if we are not to be healed. He took the beating in vain. Before he died on the cross, they beat him and tore his flesh from his body. He went through untold torment and suffering for us so we can be healed. So why would it not be God's will for us to be healed? Of course it's his will for us to be healed. And it's God's will for you to be healed because the Bible says so. The Bible is the final authority, the final word. I don't care what anybody else says. The Bible is the word of God. And whatever he says in his word, that is so and that is truth. And none other word will I believe. Only his word, the word of God. Now, I want to tell you about a miraculous healing. My second miracle. I had several creative miracles, but my second one was the miraculous healing of my kidneys. I was about 11 to 12 years old, and I started having these chronic bladder and kidney infections, and I had blood in my urine, and Mom and Daddy took me to Dr. Heberle again, and so he would give me penicillin shots, and I hated that. They would give me a shot in the hip, and after they would shoot me in the hip, I couldn't walk because I would tense up, and it would get in the, you know, get that muscle. But anyway, and I couldn't walk, so Daddy had to carry me on his back. But, and I was real little for my age back then anyway, so I wasn't too heavy to carry. But he would carry me on his back, and sometimes we'd have to walk because at that time, Mom and Daddy just had one car. And Mama would, they worked different times. Mama would work during the day. Daddy would work like a night shift. And so Mama and Daddy would take turns using the car. And so sometimes we didn't have the car. And I had to go every week. And I don't remember how many weeks it was. I don't remember. That's been too long. That's been 50 years ago, y'all. I don't remember. But they had to take me every week, several times a week, at least three or four times a week, to get a shot, a penicillin shot. And so sometimes we would walk, and Daddy would carry me on his back when we would walk back home because I would be hurting. And so one morning, I woke up. It was a Saturday morning. It wasn't a school morning. I woke up and got up, and I had my face was swollen, and I had these red patches all over my face. And so I went in and showed Mom and Daddy. And so they took me back to Dr. Haberly, and he told Mom and Daddy that I was in kidney failure, and I was going to have a kidney transplant. The penicillin wasn't doing anything for me, and said I was going to have a kidney transplant. Well, Mama activated her faith again, and she, the next service that we were at church, she took me down to the front to have me prayed for. And they prayed for me, and I don't remember what they prayed. I don't remember anything about it, except for, you know, I was prayed for. But apparently they prayed the prayer of faith, and Mama believed for my healing, and so did the pastor. And all I remember is that from that time on, I never had another kidney or bladder infection. From that time on. Y'all, that's been 50 years. 50 years since God healed me, healed my kidneys. And I have not had an infection since in all these years. No kind of, I was having all kinds of infections, even colon infections. It's like it was affecting all of my organs or something. And the devil was trying to kill me. That's all there was to it. The devil is the author of sickness and disease. The devil was trying to kill me. But God wasn't going to allow it. And my mother activated her faith, and I received my healing. Because there was faith-filled people that believed that God was going to heal me, and he did. And he did. So I'm still healed to this day. No infections at all. And that's the miracle working power of God. Because every now and then, you know, people will get an infection or something, but it doesn't mean they're in kidney failure. Just get a, you know, infection. But I haven't had one since. You may not realize what a miracle that is. I have not had an infection since. God gave me new kidneys. I didn't have to have a kidney transplant because God gave me new kidneys. So, whatever you need, God can give you what you need. Now, I want y'all to look at this note with me. And Kathy's putting it on the screen for you to read along with me. You don't have to read out loud, but just look at it. What if Forrest had refused to run? After all, his legs were in braces. Imagine if the Israelites had refused to walk through the walls of water when God parted the Red Sea for them to go across on dry land. What if they would have refused because they were afraid? Just like Forrest's circumstances, they could have argued the situation. Has the Spirit of God urged you to run? Are you missing a miracle because you want to discuss how impossible your situation is? That's doubt and unbelief. And then you won't receive your miracle. Even if your feet are shackled and clumsy, God honors even the smallest step of faith. Even the smallest step of faith, God will honor it. Trust Him with your circumstances. Worship team, come back up. I have asked the worship team to do the song Miracles again. And as they do this song, we are going to receive from God today. We are going to receive our miracles today. Whether it's manifested today in the natural realm or whether it's manifested soon or later in the future. Today, the ball is going to get rolling on it. And you're going to activate your faith and you're going to receive whatever miracle you need. If it's a mental healing, a physical healing, emotional healing, if you need a miracle in your finances, whatever miracle you need, we're going to stand and we're going to receive from God today because we're going to activate our faith. We're going to get our expectations up there because God wants us to receive. He wants us to believe and receive what He has for us. We're living in the last days. Now is the time for signs, wonders, and miracles. But you have to believe and you have to trust Him. Now is the time. So as an activation of your faith, as a step of faith, I want you to come down to the front. And you can stand for someone else. If you know, if you have a family member, a loved one that needs a miracle, you come down here and you stand and you receive that miracle for that person. Because you can do that. You can stand in their stead. And another thing, salvation. Like we talked about, salvation and healing. These are connected. Your forgiveness of sins and healing are connected. We have to realize that. We have to remember. Forgiveness of sins and healing, those are connected. Those are connected. There's all these passages of Scripture that talked about healing and talked about being forgiven of our sins together. So we have to remember that salvation is the greatest miracle of all. Forgiveness of sin is the greatest miracle of all. And if you have loved ones that are not saved, that need Jesus, I want you to stand for that person. I want you to stand for them. Stand for their salvation and believe that they will be saved because God knows how to get them. God knows how to get their attention. God knows how to bring them into the kingdom. And you believe that he's going to do it because he's a miracle working God and he can do anything. He can do anything. He's the God of the impossible. Go ahead and start singing, start playing, start singing. Hallelujah.
This morning as we come into this moment of worship, something that God kept speaking into my heart as Pastor Rochelle is bringing the fire this morning. I think one of the things that hold us back from our miracles is the fear that we're not worthy of it. And why should I receive something when somebody else has it? Why should I receive something because of who I am or what I've done? And I think most of us this morning have probably walked in here and we hear about the miracles that have happened and we hear about the blessings that God wants to put upon us, but we block that because we feel unworthy. You are God's perfect masterpiece.
Yes, yes.
You were created to be worthy of a miracle. This morning, whoever you're standing for, if you're standing for yourself, if you're standing for a loved one, understand that they are worthy.
Yes.
And through our faith, we are healed.
Yes.
With God's loving grace, we are healed, mind, body, and spirit. So as we sing this song this morning, if you feel led, just lift your hands. Just bow your heads. Just take this moment to speak to God and know you were worthy.
Yes. Yes, that's so true. And, you know, we've already prayed and we've already removed those hindrances. We remove those hindrances. We confess sin that may be in our lives and we confess that sin so that those hindrances are removed so that we can receive what we need from God. Do that for yourself, but we've already taken care of that, but you can do that for whoever, if you're standing for someone for salvation, declare their forgiveness, that they come to the repentance, a place of repentance, and that they will be saved and delivered and set free from the power of Satan, because it's Satan's power that keeps them in bondage, that keeps them from coming to God.
Oh God.
I believe in you.
Oh, we receive, oh God.
You're the God of miracles.
dead to life. He brings the spiritually dead to life. The physically dead to life. Hallelujah. He brings life and wholeness.
God who brings the dead to life. You're the God.
God wants to do miracles in your life. God is the God of signs, wonders, and miracles, and it's time for them to be released unto his people. It is time for signs, wonders, and miracles to be released into this church. Hallelujah! We command these signs, wonders, and miracles to be released in this church and be released among God's people in Jesus' name. And we thank you, oh God, that he is. It is. It is. We believe. We believe. We believe in the God of miracles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is the God of miracles. Just believe. Just believe.